all this, the Indians before were, you know, just in, you know, not like, they get up and take the sheep out and they got more energy than me. And yet, you know, this label is thrown around directed towards them, and it's a lie. And I think what you were saying about, sure, we want to hold on to our old traditions and stuff, well, what do you mean by that, that we just sit around and, you know,
the things that you want to keep, you keep, or what you know about, you keep. Or what you, it depends on what you want to keep. Not everyone wants to keep the same thing or believe the same thing, you know. But then what you want to take in the Anglo society, you take too, you're not going to take it. And I think that's the idea, because you want both of them. But the thing, and that's the main idea, I guess, we all have in a way, because we are that way. As you can see, the way we're dressed, the way we're thinking, the way we're talking. We're this way already. There's no doubt about it. And yet we, you know, like we go home, you know, it's different too. And for that reason, I think we're...
I guess you kind of can incorporate that thought into, well, I hate to, well, let's say, Alpha Tribe, okay, fine, you know, the fact that we are Indian, you know, we're acculturated to an extent, whatever degree, you know, it's questionable. But the fact that, you know, it is taking place, you know, we're going to have to be able to learn how to cope with the consequences of Alcatraz. You know, whatever consequences that become of Alcatraz, or whatever consequences are there, you know, we're going to be instrumental in kind of making these things. And like, the time is now to decide what's going to come.
What do you say? Like that rally, for instance, you know, that's kind of another thing you can throw in there, whatever you make out of it. Same way with Indian studies, you know.
You know, one thing to say first, I committed myself to John about the rally because I don't want it to happen so much, and I thought I had some faith in it, but all this is happening now is good. My mind is really jumbled up, and anybody that has sleep should have it here together.
And then, you know, we should go ahead and say what we feel.
you know, because that way, you know, whatever good or bad the reaction you get to it will be kind of like, at least you ignited somebody or in that sense, you know, caused them to react project the way they look at the problem or whatever, you know, that
say someone like John is going to get a speech and someone, you know, comes up with some question and say John or me or someone can answer it, say someone else in the speech and can answer it, you know. So if we were all there, someone would surely know the answer. You know, we're Indians.
Yeah,
we know since we're Indians, we know things about Indians, so someone
right.
should know among us. So try to be there in case you need to have all of them there
the
back.
Yes, I'm
all
of
them.
Don't give up hope, man. There's still my caveat, man.
Yeah, you know, I mean, like, someone comes up with a really good answer.
I think that's a good idea because anything that we do, we're going to have to really support each other, mm-hmm. even though we may disagree with each other.
Certain
things, I think we still are going to have to add support to each other. Because it's too much burden just for, you know, to get up there and say these things.
When there is no at all.
Yeah, but then at the same also too, you know, like we can discuss our differences in an informal circle like this, you know, but once you get out in the public, you know, kind of stabilize and, you know, back each other up.
Well,
that type of thing, you know, because like, you know, you can talk with a Chicano person, you know, very on a certain level. You guys really relate, you know. And then, you know, you take it to another level, given a different situation, I'm sure, you know, the reaction and the thinking, the ways of it would be totally different, you know, whatever degree, you know, not great, but, you know, minute degree. And I think when another Indian gets up to gives his piece up on the podium or wherever, and we're more or less going to understand what he said, you know, and generally I would say that we all would advocate what he said, but if we have any criticism, you know, we can always discuss it in private or whatever.
What do all of you think about, you know, our sequence of events, you know, the rally purpose, okay, the purpose or the reasoning behind the rally, you know, the barbecue and the powwow. Maybe I should ask separately. You know, what is the powwow, you know? what's so great about powwow?
Well, I think what I wanted to do was, you know, since they're going to be down here and they want me to coordinate and, you know, make the itinerary for them, I wanted them to, you know, I heard they're going to have a powwow up here on the Saturday evening. And I said, you know, they're going to be from the East and everything. You know, it'd be a good time for them to be introduced to some of the dance, some of the songs and customs of the people in the Southwest around here. And that's what I scheduled that thing for. The barbecue was just, you know, sort of a place to meet them, you know, and informally talk to them and stuff, you know. And then right after that, take them to that powwow. That's all I planned it for. I didn't plan it for no big.
Is that
the secretary going to
call all the other kids on campus?
For
the barbecue?
I guess.
You know that list of meetings?
Yeah.
Well,
I guess all the people that were at the meeting
can
tell them.
Yeah. Who's invited to the
How many sheep do we have?
One.
Another one.
a collie. Roast a collie.
I give you the head.
The tail?
We have some little puppy down there. Do you have one on this?
Just one. Do their eyes feel close?
Yeah, just like
throw in the fire.
Hot dogs.
Well, I'm still hoping that these people do come through, but if they don't, well, Doc's going to talk on essentially what these people, he said he knew a little bit of the white, well, a whole lot of the whiteness of peace, you know, their movement, and he's going to talk up there, and I'll talk up there, and then we're going to, brother, what's the
Red Owl,
and we're going to try and get him to talk up there. We're also coordinating with the those people that were down there, they're going to get some dancers up there. They said they'll probably get about 6 dancers up there and some tapes and recordings if they can't get any singers for this. And that's
about it. Yeah, what happened if I got it? Was it Eric?
Franklin?
Where's Miko? Well, he didn't really got to come down.
Oh, is he in town?
You know, it didn't sound like I bring up at the power.
No,
yeah. It's really ridiculous to be a record
that I'm wearing.
I'm sure he does.
The books she read, or the, you know, like magazines or all old.
just so old and just doesn't deal with it. It's happened away, but it doesn't.
She's an Indian?
No, she's...